This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. I know at the end of hour number two, I said we were going to be doing something completely different. And, of course, he didn't answer the phone. We'll adjourn with him on Friday. But we're back live now. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And as is our want on Wednesday, because this is a... Everything's been odd about this Wednesday till we get to this point now. Because normally on this this time of the day, on Wednesday, we are doing what we're about to do right now. And that is speaking with activist, writer, and instructor Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Glad to be here, Bill.
Well, everything's working this time. Dean is an old hand at being a radio guest, so when I call him, I know things are good. Are you going? Did you get the invitation to the Ammoland breakfast?
Yes, I did. In fact, I just sent back my acceptance.
All right, me too. There's no breakfast like an Ammoland breakfast. Let me tell you, in Las Vegas,
yeah,
they serve.
Yeah, always fun.
Yeah, that's a fun time, even though it's early on the West Coast time.
Well,
but that, for you, you don't care. I mean, that's normal for you. I'm coming out of the
East. That's right.
You're just sitting there going, ah, yes, early in the morning. I love the nice, bright, brisk air.
True.
All right, let's talk about a few things you've been talking about. Let's start off with the people who wish there were no guns ever. That we could just make guns go away.
That's one of my favorite articles in the last month. And that is, I started looking at some papers that the Geneva-based Small Arms Survey has published. And they tend toward disarmament. Their mission statement is to reduce the number of illicit arms in the world. So they tend toward wanting to disarm people. They are accepted generally by most of the left as an authoritative source. But here's the kicker. They try to do factual research. And this is not easy. These numbers are not easy to come by.
Right.
But they actually try to get the best numbers they can. And people on the left will generally accept them. And so I looked at their numbers. They do a report on how many firearms are owned in the world. Well, small arms, and the definition is a little different than just firearms. And then they look at how many are privately owned in all the countries of the world that they can get data for. And so you have that, and then they published a report on homemade, improvised, and craft-made guns. And I read these things. I mean, that's what I do. You know, I look at these things in depth. And it struck me how many privately owned guns are out there that are illegal, that aren't registered, were never registered, or were made, you know, off the books and are out there. And it especially struck me that the country with the most privately owned guns outside of the United States, which has the most, at around 400 million, my estimate is 430 million at the end of this year,
okay,
is India. And India has about 70-plus million guns and only about 10 million are registered. And they cite a source in Small Arms Survey from India,
right,
where they estimated that 2.5 million illegal guns are made every year. And of those, only about, well, they had another source for 2014, which said something about, I think it was about 50,000 were confiscated in 2014. So the number of illicit guns, and remember, they've had extreme gun control in India since 1857 when they had the mutiny slash revolt there. That's when the British imposed gun control on India.
Right.
It's right after that revolt mutiny in 1857. So it's been 160 years in India of extreme gun control, and they have many more private guns there now than they had before. It's just that 6 out of 7 of them are illegal.
Now, if they know that, how come, if they've got all this gun control, how come they're not getting them off the street?
Well, there's all kinds of reasons. First off, people who have an illegal gun usually have it for a reason.
Right.
There's a lot of crime in India, and the police force is not known for being particularly reliable and uncorrupt. Then, you know, the people keep them hidden. They only get them out when necessary, or when they think nobody's around, or when, you know, out of an emergency.
Right.
And they don't, they have a societal belief that you don't just turn in your neighbors to the police. So, you know, it's kind of like the war on drugs here.
Right.
Or any kind of underground black market. If you have large numbers of the population that don't trust the police and have a desire for an illicit commodity, you're going to have a lot of it. And unlike drugs, they're not used up. Somebody has, they call them desiccata over there, which is country-made for country-made pistols.
Right.
You have one. Well, you don't fire it much because you don't have very many emergencies. It probably lasts for 100 years.
Do they have to get the ammunition on the black market as well?
Yes, and they make their own, too. And I've seen examples of the homemade ammunition. They will, for example, get rifle ammunition on the black market. Well, they make pistols, homemade, craft-made pistols, that will work with this rifle ammunition. The rifle ammunition will fit in it, I should say. But for an pistol, it's pretty hard without good heat treating to make a pistol that'll withstand the pressures from, say, a .303 British. So what they do, they pull the bullets, empty out 3/4 of the powder, which gives them some gunpowder to be used somewhere else, and shoot a redosed load in it.
And they
also, of course, can make their own gunpowder. India, in particular, has a craft industry where they wanted to encourage people in villages to produce stuff and, you know, become productive in an industrial way. And they didn't want big industry. So matches are something everybody needs. So they encouraged all these little tiny manufacturers of matches all over the country. Thousands of them.
Right, right.
And they have to have the chemicals to make the match heads with. Well, the primary chemical you make match heads out of just happens to be the same thing you use in gun primers. And of course, black powder, it just takes potassium nitrate and sulfur and charcoal.
So, let me get you to hold it, the charcoal part, because we're coming up on the break. That is fascinating. They find a way, just like they say in Jurassic Park, nature just finds a way.
That's right.
If there you go.
Demand, there's a way.
Yep. Dean writes, and you can find his stuff at both Ammoland.com and TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Well over 2,500 articles altogether. Go check him out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Indeed. perfect cup of coffee for however long it takes you to drink it. However long it takes you to drink it. Check them out, burnoutmugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were talking about this article that he wrote about how they wished, a lot of people wished guns would just go away. I wish, wouldn't things be so much better if there were no guns? Now, we didn't get to the part, Dean, about what the findings were regarding, you know, the number of firearms versus law. How much law actually restricts firearms?
This is really interesting because, as I said, in India, they've had strict gun control for 160 years.
Right.
And they have, you know, the second highest number of firearms. Now, they've got a big population, so it's not the highest number per person. But they've got 70-plus million firearms in India. Most of them, the vast majority, illegal. And so what we're seeing is the law really doesn't make any difference on how many illegal firearms you have. You can reduce maybe the number of legal firearms because you do that by definition. But you don't reduce the total number of firearms or the number of illegal firearms all that much. Now, what really struck me was they had their number for China. Now, China's got a big population. I think it's smaller than India in population, right, but still has a big population. In China, they said they had 50 million privately owned firearms.
Wow.
But around 600,000 of those are legal. So only about 1.5% are legal. The vast majority, 98% plus, are illegal at nearly 50 million. And they talked about, as an example, they said it, and I'm probably going to mangle the pronunciation, okay, in the Songtao Miao Autonomous County in Guizhou province, they make black market semi-automatic pistols for about $45 each. But in the coastal cities, they sell those pistols for $1,500 on the black market.
For a legal gun in China, you said there's 600,000 legal guns in China. Is it like it is, say, in the UK where the majority of legal guns in the UK are dealt side by side, double barreled shotguns?
That number, and they don't have, they didn't list what kind of guns were illegal and legal in China. As I've looked at articles that get published on the internet here and there,
right,
there's just a huge range of illegal guns in China, from crude muzzle loaders to crude breech loaders that use stud driving ammunition as the propellant, to revolvers, to semi-automatic pistols, to illegal submachine guns, to stolen AK-47s, to black market cannons that different villagers get into war with each other with. I mean, it's this whole panoply of illegal stuff. And to
right,
get those details is probably quite a bit harder than trying to figure out what the raw number is. I was amazed that Small Arms Survey could get that number
right
from China, which isn't known for publishing all its statistical information to the world. But the fact that in China, which is essentially a totalitarian society, well, it used to be more so, that you have about the same number, almost the same number of illegal guns in China per 100 people as you do in Brazil is amazing. And Brazil has illegal homicides, and it's one of the highest in the world. It's
right,
like around 31 homicides per 100,000 people, illegal homicides. And China reportedly has illegal homicides of about 0.7 per 100,000. Well, that's a huge range, and they both have about the same number of illegal guns. So where did the gun control make this huge difference? It didn't. The gun control is just irrelevant for how many homicides you have, because there's lots of ways to kill people, and
right,
homicides really depend on cultural values, on police work, on politics. I mean, there's so much that goes into what makes up homicides. Illegal guns is just a factor that is just chump change. It's a rounding error. It doesn't fit in.
Right. Does a lot of that have to do with, like in Japan, they don't have a lot of murder either, but they have a very homogenous population.
I suspect that's true. I suspect that makes a big difference. If you find countries that are governed well, and I don't know, maybe you could say China was governed well, I don't know, but the countries that are governed well don't have very high homicide rates.
Right.
And you do have where you have a lot of, where you have, the more you have more conflict, you're going to have higher homicide rates. But there's a couple of countries that have been, had a lot of mixture and have had very low homicide rates. They're not common, but I'd say Switzerland and the U.S. U.S. has had pretty low homicide rates in a lot of areas. And if you track homicide rates, they tend to be what we call conserved inside cultures, where you have a uniform culture. Over the years, the homicide rate tends to be pretty consistent in that culture. And the Japanese, they are very uniform, and they have a culture where for centuries it was literally legal and a mandate that if someone outside the samurai class did anything unusual, they could be killed.
Right.
They could be just executed. And, yeah. There wasn't any legal redress for it. So, Japan is a significantly different culture, and they're very highly, highly technologically advanced now, and they're a prosperous country, and all those things probably help. But you get countries that don't have high income, they're very low incomes, and have very low murder rates as well.
Right. We're coming into the next break.
Doesn't have much to do with it.
No. Coming into the next break, talking with Dean Weingarten, we're going to move on after. I wanted you to get that the other part about how it doesn't matter as far as crime and everything out there. So that's when we come back. You can find his stuff at truthaboutguns.com and ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
President Trump announced he would be withdrawing about 2,000 U.S. troops from Syria. Now, this was met with some resistance from Republicans, including Republican Senator Marco Rubio and Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham.
Our number one job is to defend America against people who want to attack us. If you're tired of fighting radical Islam, I understand it. They're not tired of fighting you. And if you don't get that, you're making a huge mistake.
Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan delivered his farewell address at the Library of Congress on Wednesday. He had a special message for all those incoming members up on the Hill.
Well, we're going to have a lot of new faces around Congress next year. You know, I hear a lot of good things about this new fresh-faced guy from Utah. So here's my advice to members new and members old. But do your best to stay grounded.
Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell came out and said that interest rates should be going up by a quarter of a point. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. Dean, have you ever... I've been invited to New York City a lot. I want to go just so I can go to B&H Photo. And there's some people listening to the show that I want to meet there, too. But I've never gone because I have to go up there unarmed. But now I can go to New York armed.
Yes, if you've got nunchucks. But don't carry a knife.
Well, is a knife not covered? How is it that you look at nunchucks and say, well, these are covered by the Second Amendment? Knife? Nope. What about guns?
Well,
are guns covered by the Second Amendment?
Just tremendous question. And there's currently a lawsuit against New York City for selective knife enforcement. Knife Rights is sponsoring it, and it should be a slam dunk, but it
right.
was originally pushed as the law was vague because you couldn't tell whether, you know, if you picked up a particular knife in a store, you couldn't tell whether it would be what they call an illegal gravity knife or not, because an ordinary person can't tell.
Right.
Because the standard in New York City is of a policeman who's trained real hard on how to get a knife to flick open by pushing on the blade, say, while holding on the handle and flicking his hand just so, after a number of tries, if he can get that blade to open with one hand, it's considered a gravity knife. And that that's a crime, and you get jail time and fines. And the attorney, previously, one of the prosecutors in New York City, gosh, I should have his name in front of me, they prosecuted thousands and thousands of cases, mostly minorities, and essentially it's a shakedown racket. And anyway, so now the question is whether they could do the same thing with nunchucks now that they have this ruling. Well, you know, there's so many laws in New York. They probably are going to find something to arrest you on if you go around with nunchucks in your pocket. It would be disturbing the peace. It would be right. Carrying a concealed weapon because only the top third, two-thirds of them is visible. You know, there's some way they're going to find to go after you, very likely. But right. This is the start of the process where we roll back decades of infringements on the Second Amendment. And the judge's ruling in that case, her name is Chen, which I thought was kind of cool, is brilliant. I read the whole thing. It's only like 35 pages or so. And it's absolutely brilliant. She lays out with precedent from the extant rulings in Heller and McDonald and Catano, all of the reasons why New York can't just flat out ban a whole class of weapons when it has no evidence whatsoever that these things are predominantly used in crime. And that's what we had. It followed, the ban on nunchucks follows a formula the left has used for over 100 years in the U.S.
Right.
And what it is you demonize the weapon to be banned in the media. It only takes a few reporters writing stories. And maybe even just one, as I remember in the case of the switchblade ban, it was one guy who was pushing this. He started writing stories, and then some other people started writing stories. And then a legislator in New York picked it up as a way to back his name, you know, get his name in the press, I would say. And then you push for a ban in the legislature based on these anecdotes, no real data, just a few anecdotes. And then you get some testimony by some friendly police officers that say, oh, yeah, we got to ban this. And you ignore the right to keep and bear arms. There's no real organized opposition, because how many people are going to bat for switchblades or slungshot or gravity knot or a sap or nunchucks or a stun gun? So the opposition is weak. Media support is strong. The media supports the ban as common sense. Then the legislature throws in a few exceptions for law enforcement, and the bill passes. The media grants accolades. Everybody did a wonderful job. And then it's on the books for decades as tens and hundreds and thousands of innocent people are victimized. And that's the formula, and that's the way it has worked. That's what happened in this ban on nunchucks in New York. The reason for the ban was kung fu movies. I mean, it's insane.
It happened 1 year. I think it happened 1 year after Bruce Lee passed away.
Yeah, it was 1976 or 74,
Four?
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this lawyer, he must have been not too long out of law school at the time, James Maloney, is an amateur martial artist, and he was arrested for having nunchucks in his home. That's what he had created a style of martial art that he wanted to teach to his sons, and he was outraged. I don't think he got convicted. I think they just arrested him, said, you know, you can't do this, put the fear of God in him, confiscated his nunchucks. Anyway, he was just totally outraged by this, and he filed a lawsuit. It was about 3 years later. He's arrested in 2000. And he filed the lawsuit in 2003.
Right.
But maybe he was in law school at the time. I'm not sure. But anyway, he filed this lawsuit, and he's been pursuing this lawsuit for 15 years. And in the process, the Heller decision was passed where the Supreme Court said, yeah, the Second Amendment really is a right. And then the McDonald decision was passed that said, yes, it applies to the state. And what happened is that the trial judge in his case said, nah, this isn't worthwhile. It's a junk lawsuit. We're throwing it out. So he appealed it to the Second Circuit. And the Second Circuit said, nah, this is a junk lawsuit. We're throwing it out. But about the time that the Second Circuit threw it out, the Supreme Court came up with the McDonald decision. And he said, appealed it to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, we're taking this. And then they sent it back down to the Second Circuit, saying, you got to relook at this. And the Second Circuit said, oh, no, it's not our fault. We're sending it back down to the district court. And then the district court switched judges, because it's been like 10 years by this point. And then they're saying, okay, redo it. So 3 years or four, I think it was 4 years after it got back down to the district court level, they eventually have a bench trial, and he wins, and that's the decision we got just a few days ago. But now it can be appealed again.
Yeah.
And by the state of New York. And we just have a new attorney general who's a radical leftist in the state of the New York and hates guns and hates the NRA. So will she appeal it? Well, we don't know. We'll have to wait and see. She's got 30 days.
Coming up on the next break. This is why Dean comes on the show. This is the stuff, the width that he covers in the topic is what blows me away. And we got one more for you. You can find his stuff at both Amoland.com and TruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
Hello,
this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Perfect cup of coffee for however long it takes you to drink it. BurnoutMugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. When I think of gun storage, Dean, that when I'm not at SHOT Show or something like that, I enjoy carrying guns so much that I just hang the one. I've got one in like a holster, and everything else is hanging around my neck.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if certain safe storage states would consider this to be safe storage, although I know where they are. I have complete and total control over them, and I'm guarding them, too. But you wrote an article the other day about Massachusetts, which has a very strict safe storage law. Tell us about what happened and what transpired with this.
Well, Massachusetts is the only state in the union that makes it illegal for a whole state for you to have a gun in your home that isn't locked up. Everything has to be locked up unless you're actually using the gun. They say unless it's actually under your control. Now, that's a kind of a wishy-washy phrase, and exactly what it means hasn't been beaten about too much in the Massachusetts court. So it's possible that if you're in your house and you've got a shotgun stuck in the corner of a closet, that it might be considered under your control. But it might not, and you might go to jail.
Right.
What happened is that you had a young man, about 25, and his girlfriend, and they had they were fostering, which I guess they probably would say rescued, a pit bull. Well, it didn't work out well. The pit bull decided that he didn't want to be pushed off the bed by the young man. And he grabbed the guy's arm and started mauling him. And he had it. The young man, 25, had a legal Massachusetts permit and was able to grab a 9mm pistol and shoot the pit bull and kill it and stop the mangling. He went to hospital and was you know, had to be there for a while.
Right.
And what happened? The police came, they took away the dead dog and all his guns and ammunition for safekeeping.
Ah.
Now, I don't know if he's got them back or not. I don't know if he's going to be charged with improper storage of a firearm. But this is something that in the original Heller case was about a D.C. law that said you had to have your firearms unloaded and locked up or disassembled.
Right.
And that's where the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. That violates the Second Amendment. There hasn't been a gun storage case that's gotten to the Supreme Court since Heller, which was 2008. So it's 10 years.
McDonald.
In the meantime, you have San Francisco and a number of other cities in California that have passed gun storage laws that are pretty draconian. They're very similar to Massachusetts, except they say the gun has to be unloaded. In the Massachusetts law, I didn't see anything where it said the gun had to be unloaded, just said it had to be locked up or had to have a trigger lock on it, which they considered the same thing.
Right.
But in the San Francisco law and some other cities in California, it has to be unloaded and locked up. When, or unless you're actually using it or it's on your person. Well, that's a standard that I think is not viable at the Supreme Court. Because are you supposed to wear that gun to bed with you when you go to bed at night? So
take
if you have to defend
it.
Yourself in the middle of the night that somebody's breaking into your house, are you supposed to, you know, take the time to get the gun outside of a safe and then load it before you can take any action?
Right.
I think that would not stand up to Supreme Court scrutiny, but the Supreme Court hasn't been willing to take a case yet.
Right.
And we just don't know. You know, the Supreme Court takes very few cases in a year. I mean, they have a pretty heavy workload. They take about 80 cases. Roughly. But there's about 8,000 cases that apply. So they only take about 1% of the people that want to be heard at the Supreme Court. So, you know, there's some reasons why they haven't taken Supreme Court cases. Some of them are halfway legitimate, and some of them are not legitimate. A lot of the justices just don't want to take a case. And I think part of it, before Gorsuch and Kavanaugh were appointed, was people at the Supreme Court on both sides couldn't really predict which way it might go. Because you had both sides, until Scalia died anyway, had about four semi-reliable votes, and then you had Kennedy who'd swing either way.
Right.
Well, now that we've got Gorsuch and Kavanaugh in there, we might... You know, that we might see them actually take a case regarding the Second Amendment. Now, they did take one, I have to admit, that people have mostly overlooked, and that's the Catano case. And it was heavily relied on in this decision in New York that we talked about, which was a fantastic decision. If people, you know, the Ameland article goes over all the wonderfully rational things she developed in that decision. So if you want to read it, go there. But anyway, she relied on Catano, and Catano was a stun gun case, also in Massachusetts, I think. And they had banned stun guns, and this woman used one to defend herself outside the home, and they struck down the Massachusetts ban on stun guns and said any bearable arm is protected by the Second Amendment. So, you know, that was a pretty good, and it was unanimous, by the way. That wasn't a 5-4 split. Catano was a unanimous decision. And that's what was relied on in New York, and that's why I think that if we can get a case to the Supreme Court, there's a good chance that they'll give us a reasonable decision. It's really sad when something appears to us to be so absolutely black and white.
Right.
But we can't rely on the courts to deliver a rational decision.
That is bad.
Well, rational by our standards. If you go by the standards of progressives who think it's perfectly all right to lie and to obfuscate to get the result they want, and they consider that moral because the end justifies the means,
right?
Then they're being rational, too. We don't want anybody to have guns. If we have to lie to do it, if we have to break our oaths of office, it doesn't matter. There's no God out there who can, punish us.
Makes
I'm saying
sense.
That from a progressive viewpoint.
Of course, yeah. That's always their thing. Yeah, I agree with you on that. I do. We're getting ready. We're coming up on the end of the show. One thing that I wanted to get to that we didn't get a chance to get to that I guess we'll reconvene this in 2019 was these recent figures that came out of CDC that are different from the Uniform Crime Report figures. Where,
yeah, that's fascinating, and I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah,
it's hard to dig into those weeds and see why they're saying that there's over 3,000 more homicides than the FBI is saying. That's a big difference in the U.S.
That's a gigantic difference. Yeah, that's three or four states worth of difference. So we will reconvene and talk about that. Thank you for coming on the show tonight, as always. And very shortly, we'll do two or three more of these prior to SHOT Show. And then Dean and I will be hanging out at breakfast at the Lux Cafe or something. I'm not really sure where it is, but...
Yeah,
we'll be hanging out there.
Great.
It will be
great.
Thank
you very much, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.